Quantum analytics, transforming data, decision, and discovery with quantum theory. How quantum thinking and technology are reshaping the future of analytics by Eknal Verr. Chapter 1. Introduction to quantum analytics. Quote, quantum thinking is not the end of knowledge. It is the next great expansion. Unquote. We live in a world filled with more data than ever before. Every day, billions of pieces of information are created. Our phones, computers, cars, watches, and even refrigerators are all gathering and sending data. Businesses, governments, and scientists are trying to make sense of it all. They use tools called analytics to do this. Analytics is the process of collecting data, studying it, and using it to make decisions. This can help with everything from running a company to predicting the weather. But the old ways of analyzing data are starting to fall behind. Traditional analytics tools work well when the information is clear and simple. But the world isn't simple anymore. Data today comes in huge amounts and from many different sources. It can be messy, confusing, and sometimes even seem to contradict itself. When we try to use old tools to solve new problems, it's like using a bicycle to race a jet. No matter how hard we pedal, we won't keep up. This is where quantum thinking comes in. Quantum theory began as a way to understand how tiny particles behave, things smaller than atoms. Scientists discovered that at this tiny level, the world doesn't follow the same rules we're used to. Particles can be in two places at once. They can affect each other instantly, even when they're far apart. Just looking at them can change how they act. It's strange, but it's real. And now, these strange ideas are opening new doors in the world of analytics. Classical thinking and where it falls short. Traditional analytics depends on logic and clear answers. If A is true and B is true, then C must be true. This kind of thinking has helped us build powerful systems and solve many problems. But when the data is uncertain or when it doesn't follow a clear pattern, these methods can struggle. For example, imagine trying to predict what a million people will do next week. Each person has thoughts, feelings, and choices. Some might change their minds at the last minute. Others might be influenced by events that haven't even happened yet. Trying to predict all of that with simple yes or no answers is nearly impossible. Classical analytics tries to clean up this mess by making assumptions. It throws out data that doesn't fit. It simplifies complex behavior. Sometimes this works, but sometimes it hides the truth. By forcing data into neat boxes, we can miss the bigger picture, a new way of seeing the world. Quantum theory shows us that we don't always have to choose just one answer. A particle can be spinning in two directions at the same time. It's not that we don't know which one, it's that both are happening until we look. This idea, called superposition, teaches us that multiple possibilities can exist together. When we apply this idea to data, something amazing happens. Instead of picking one answer and ignoring the rest, we can hold many options in our minds at once. We can see the world as a place full of possibility, not just one fixed truth. This is helpful in a world where people, systems, and events are always changing. Quantum thinking also teaches us about entanglement. This means that two things can be deeply connected, even when they are far apart. Changing one changes the other. In the world of data, this can help us understand hidden relationships. Sometimes one piece of information tells us something important about another, even if they don't seem related at first. These ideas may sound strange, but they're not just for scientists anymore. They are becoming tools for solving real-world problems. From finding patterns in huge amounts of information to making better decisions under uncertainty, quantum thinking offers a fresh path forward. Why this book matters? This book isn't about learning the math behind quantum computers. You don't need to understand complex equations to get the point. Instead, this book is about the way we think. It's about how we can use quantum ideas to reimagine how we work with data. You may already work with data, or maybe you're just curious. Either way, this book will help you see analytics in a new light. It will show you how to ask better questions, think in more creative ways, and make smarter decisions, even when things seem uncertain. Each chapter will explore a new part of quantum thinking and how it relates to real-life analytics. We'll talk about how quantum computers might change the way we process data, but more importantly, we'll look at how the principles behind quantum theory can help us think differently. We will explore new ways to solve problems, find patterns, and understand the complex world around us. Some of what you read may challenge the way you think. That's good. Growth often starts with curiosity and a little discomfort. You don't need to accept every idea as fact. Just be open to exploring new ways of seeing. Quantum analytics is not about replacing everything we know. It's about adding new tools to our mental toolbox. It's about learning to dance with uncertainty instead of fearing it. Letting go of old rules. One of the hardest parts of learning something new is unlearning what we thought we knew. We were taught to believe in clear answers. We were told to sort things into categories, to measure and label everything. But sometimes, the world doesn't fit into those categories. Quantum thinking asks us to be okay with that. It tells us that things can be blurry, and that's not a mistake. It's just how the world works at a deeper level. When we start to see this, we can build systems that are more flexible. We can make choices that reflect the real complexity of life. Think of a camera lens. Classical thinking is like a zoom lens. It focuses on one detail and sharpens it. That's helpful when we know exactly what we're looking for. Quantum thinking is more like a wide-angle lens. It shows us the full scene, even if some parts are a little fuzzy. It lets us see how things connect, how one piece affects another, and how uncertainty can actually be useful. When we combine both lenses, we get a clearer view. We can zoom in when we need to, but also step back and take in the bigger picture. That's what this book is about, learning to switch lenses when the moment calls for it. Your role as a quantum thinker, you don't need to be a scientist or a tech wizard to think this way. Anyone can learn to see the world through a quantum lens. It starts with asking different questions. What if more than one answer is true? What if uncertainty is part of the story, not a problem to solve? What if data can be messy and still meaningful? As we go through the chapters, you'll see how quantum ideas can help us build better tools, make better predictions, and understand people and systems in deeper ways. We'll explore real examples, from how people make choices, to how companies plan for the future, to how computers might one day help us solve problems we can't even imagine yet. This is not just a book about technology, it's a book about thought. It's about shifting from control to curiosity, from fixed paths to open fields. In the world of analytics, that shift could be the key to solving some of the biggest problems of our time. Let's take this journey together, not just into a new kind of science, but into a new way of seeing. Quantum analytics isn't just about how we analyze data, it's about how we understand the world. And the best part? You don't need to know everything to begin. You just need to be willing to wonder.